Yaakov last week said something about getting salt on the table.
Yeah.
Did he say why? Or?
I don't know. I never heard it before. Yeah. The first place I heard it was him.
Yeah. Yeah. If it spills on the table,
it says the mamash not good. I don't know. I never heard such a thing. I never saw an halacha such a thing. I never heard such a thing.
No, our problem is keeping the cats off the table. They can into everything.
As long as they're alive, your cats. If they're dead, then
they're not.
He doesn't say, when he talks about salt, he doesn't say anything about Avram, Shemem. He doesn't say anything about salt. I look now. He doesn't mention, he mentions salt, doesn't say anything about on the table. Maybe it's stuff in Kabbalah, I don't know. Halachically, there's no problem. I don't know. Where are we up to, Ezra?
I didn't
make
a mark, so.
137.
137, where, at the bottom?
No.
No, can't be 137.
No.
139?
Could be.
Last time I had 139, and I am remote.
And I am remote?
But
yeah, that's what we have to do. You're right. Yeah, that's what we have to do. I didn't move my marker.
And this is Covenant of Peace.
Yeah. Kol haramat enayim ba migava mikfira. Every lifting of the eye comes from Gaiva and from Kfira. Shalom Amin Shashem Ashgechara Vashkhamad Yekh, that one does not believe that Hashem is supervising over him in an exact Ashgacha. Shabigazah Adam no mistapek yamash Hashem noten lo, umzamen lo. That because of this, the person is not content with what Hashem gives him. The lo samech bechelkon, a person is not happy in his portion. And then he searches, what is there more to see? What is there more to want? He shouldn't miss anything. Even if he's not looking at women. Stam, what is it to look? It's called curiosity. Curiosity, right?
Kill the cat.
Huh?
Curiosity killed the cat.
Yeah?
Oh, yes.
Can,
or as we say, cat on a hot tin platter.
So if you kill the cat, what's it going to do to you? Yeah, they have nine lives.
They all nine times, that's it.
The gam who bodeg b'chol pa'im roim oto. He's saying, if ever there was a person like this, he wants to see that everyone looks at him. A person can know in himself. Right, he finishes Shmoneh, so he looks around, people saw me, how do I daven? Right? If he goes like this, that's that, and people see me, how do I look? Especially when you're young and you're trying to look good, and that, and that. Right? If you pay attention to him, to what I do, ubodekim, yivchinu bazeh, he checks if people realize there's something inside, no one could tell someone if he's doing this or not. It's something that someone has to see in himself. Do I care that people see me right now? I want people to see me now. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm looking around. Did you notice that I'm diving nicely? Did you notice? Do people see how I dive now? Kol zeh nikra ga'ava. This is all called gaiva, my holiness. Ukfira. Bechoser bitachon ba'Hashem. Right? It's lack of trust in Hashem. Shlo ma'amin Hashem noten lo hakol. That one does not believe that Hashem gives him everything. Ha-kol. He doesn't need livelihood, life from anything or from any man, only from Hashem. There's a famous story from Baal Shem Tov. There was someone in Mezhigush, and he used to guard his eyes, mamash. And he, every Erev Shabbos, he used to sit by the mikvah, and his eyes closed like that, and everyone would come back. One time, Baal Shem told the students, huh? Yeah, that man. Everyone said, psh, psh, oh, the Yofi, the Tzaddik. Hashem said, next week no one's going past him. You go from around, go around, not past him. The next week he died. So Hashem said, you know why he died? we didn't give him life. He was living off the cover. The other psh, 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 I was giving him life another week. I had to give him life. So he dropped dead because he didn't get life. Okay, I don't know if it's a true story or not a true story, but the muster is definitely learned out of it.
Yeah, he was living for that.
Anyways, right? לכן זה הסימן שכל הצדיקים, that's the סימן for all the צדיקים, שהם לא מרימים את עיניהם, they don't lift up their eyes, כמו אברהם אבינו, שהיה הולך עם עיניים למטה, he used to go with his eyes down, כל הזמן, all the time. וליבו למעלה, משעבד לבורו, and his heart was up always towards Hashem. וכשכבר הרים אותם פעמיים בכל ימי חייו, and he already lifted them up twice in all of his life, בשביל לעשות את ציווי השם, in order to do what Hashem commanded, so the Torah mentions it. The Torah points it out. It says, וישא אברהם את עיניו וירד למקום הרחוק. Right? He saw the, and lift up his eyes, and what did he see? He saw the Shekhinah. Where? By Avraham, by Yitzchak. By the Har Moriah. And another time, וישא אברהם את עיניו. Okay, it's not the twice. It's another time.
One was in Akedah. It's twice in Akedah.
Twice in Akedah. Another time. It doesn't say it here.
Well, the first time was when he was at Talpiot, this rock, and he was looking at the mountain. And he and Yitzhak saw it.
Yeah, it doesn't say Yitzhak saw it. He saw it.
The other one was with the Malachi.
It says it that he's... You have to be like, is that his? Is it Chumash, Bereshit?
Twice with Akedah.
Does it say also
the strangers? The three strangers.
Does it say they lifted up his eyes? I don't remember. It does say it. So it's two occasions, but three times. He lifted up his eyes and he saw it. What did he see? Malachim. So his eyes, he sees the ayin. Right? That's what he lifted up his eyes. And by the way, by Esav, what does it say? By Esav, Vayal. You remember what it says?
Oh.
You know, what did it say there? You'll see, you won't believe it. I saw that. I realized this is here. It said what? Before the Yeladim, what did he see?
Nashim.
Oh. He lifted up his eyes and he saw Vayaret HaNashim. He saw the women. That's Esav. That's explicitly the pasuk. Parshas Vayishlach. It says here. וישא יעקב עיניו, וירא והנה עשיו בא. אוקיי? עשיו עשיו? וישא את עיניו, עשיו, וירא את הנשים. עשיו לפני עיניו, זה מה שאתה רוצה לראות? זה מה שאתה רוצה לראות. אברהם לפני עיניו, זה מה שאתה רוצה לראות. כן. עיניים מבורכות, blessed eyes. עוד ראה בועז, בוא עשה another thing, שכל מקום שרות מסתכלת, remember we talked about Rut Amaviyah with Boaz. Wherever she's looking, he was takeh be'ayin tova, looking with a good eye. The Ra'aba is midata ba'ishanut ve'adinut. He saw by the midah of embarrassment and edel, echomim adinut, gentleness, tatzniut. She had modesty. She had she'em b'chutzpa ve'azut. She doesn't have chutzpa. כי כל חוסר צניעות זו עזות וחוצפה נוראה. Every lack of צניעות, it's called, it's עזות. חוצפה נוראה, it's hard for חוצפה. אישה שהולכת בלי צניעות מכשילה את הרבים, a woman that goes without צניעות, and she causes others to stumble, זו חוצפה ועזות מצח. This is חוצפה ועזות מצח. I don't know if I can say those words, but it's big חוצפה.
Bad boldness. Bad boldness.
Okay.
Chutzpah.
Chutzpah. Chutzpah. Chutzpah. Chutzpah. Chutzpah. Chutzpah. Chutzpah. Chutzpah. Chutzpah. כשראה בועז את סגולותיה המיוחדות של רות, and בועז saw her special malas, special סגולות of her, בפרט עיני הטובות, especially her good eyes, שיבח אותה על עיני הטובות, he praised her on her good eyes, and that's what he said, עינייך בשדה, your eyes were in the field, not looking around.
How did he know that?
Also, the big tzaddiki, Mr. Rabbeinu says that he has no difference between man and a woman. Right? Rabbeinu himself said, I have no difference. I could look at a woman and say, it's like a man for me. It doesn't make a difference.
And there's no desire of being a
woman.
Seen some difference if he wanted to marry.
Huh?
He must have seen the difference if he knew he wanted to marry.
He knew. He knew it's a woman, but then no desire to. Of course, he knew it's a woman. No desire. It's not like he sees. By him, Rabbeinu said, by me, there's no difference between man and a woman.
That's what it means, is that just desire?
Yeah. Well, of course, he sees the physically look different.
Once you have no desire for women, you can look at them?
You can look at it if it's news.
Can see that they're not,
if they're dressed snus.
You're not supposed to, but you.
I know Rav Arush, but Rav Arush looked at my wife straight in her face. I was there. Of his eyes, looked straight at her. And also my mother. A woman that comes snus you. Right? And you have no
problem. No problem. It looks like you're looking straight at them, but I think
maybe you're looking through them.
He said, when you're looking at someone and you think they're going to get offended, just look at what's behind them and you're looking right through them.
You're looking maybe, yeah?
Like, I'm not looking at you right now. It looks like I'm looking at you, but.
I got the idea. Maybe that, I don't know exactly.
It's like with a camera. You can focus on a camera of the person, or you can focus on the camera.
And everything else looks like a blur.
Back.
The camera's like the eyes.
Right.
So? Because you have such good eyes, look, put your eyes in my field, in this field, bracha in my field. Because that's the bracha. Because kiyesh enayim ra'ot, there's also bad eyes. Shasur shiistaklu al shum davar, that it's asur, that this person has bad eyes, shouldn't look at anything. Ki mazikot ezegorah, because they cause terrible damage. Aval mida ve'utova meruba, but mida tova is much greater. ויש עיניים טובות, and there's good eyes, כשהן מסתכלות על איזה דבר, when they look at something, מיד הוא מתברך, that thing gets blessed immediately, it says in the pasuk, טוב עין, הוא יבורך. לכן טוב עין, הוא גם יברך. Of course, the one who has good eye, he's blessed, he can also bless. וזה מה שממשיך הזוהר, זוהר continues and says, כיוון שיש עיניים, שבגלל לא שורה ברכה במקום שרואות, because there are types of eyes that there's no bracha because if they look at certain places. Uberut ra'a Boaz rak ayin tova, but Rut Boaz saw only a good eye. She called ma she istakla areze ba'ayin tova, that whatever she looked at was only with a good eye. And furthermore, he saw shaita matzlicha ma'aseh adya, that she was succeeding in what she was trying to collect over there. She called kama shaita melaketet ayin tova b'sadeh ot tova b'kom sheichsa, wherever she was gathering, that place grew more. Tvua. The field got blessed physically.
If he could see that in her, that means that he also had a good eye.
Right, definitely. He was a big tzaddik. Tvua is a dolador. It's an Edlin. Uboaz ra'a shuru ha'kodesh shuru aleha. It's like the story with Rav Rumpler. Rav Rumpler here, Makor Baruch. Big tzaddik. Big tzaddik. So, he's a moyer also. So once there was a bris, and Rav Belan was the tzaddik. So when he comes, he could come an hour late, he come on time, Rav Rumpler is like, l'malam min ha'mokam, l'malam min ha'zman. So, what? He could be time, chuppah he comes on time, but bris doesn't come on time. So once it's shamish, I asked him what's going on, he said, I asked the Rav one, and he said, he comes with Eliyahu HaNavi. He also comes. So anyway, this is the story. Rav Rumpler walks in, Rav Belan stands up. Oh! Rav Rumpler came with Eliyahu HaNavi. That's what he said. So Rav Rumpler said, you can understand that Rav Belan sees Eliyahu HaNavi.
Yeah.
Right, like you said, when he sees the Uber coming the other way, he knows that he says, no, fine, the Uber's coming with me, but he sees that he's coming with me.
It's not happened,
no. It's happened many times.
Nah,
in Medjugorje. It's with him.
Yeah?
Are you with him 2 years ago?
No, this year.
He went to
Medjugorje? Yeah.
With which sons?
I don't know, he's got like sons that are close with him, right?
Yeah. A lot of sons.
Yeah, he was Medjugorje before Ruma.
Shabbos? Rosh Hashanah, you
mean? Shabbos before.
Rosh Hashanah, he didn't go to Uman.
I don't think he went to Uman.
No.
They were in
Meshavish. Yeah? Could be. But to Uman, he came back. He was in Uman many times, but...
No, I don't think he was in Uman. I just think he came
back. Not for Rosh Hashanah.
There's a few people who were in Shabbos and Meshavish before Rosh Hashanah, and they didn't go to Uman. One guy even went to Uman, and Rosh Hashanah went back home for Rosh Hashanah. He was in Antwerp. He told me, he's like, I'm going, but... I'm going for the morning and I'm going back to Rosh Hashanah and goes back home.
That's also something good.
He said the tikkun is Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, but they asked him, Levi Yitzchak Bendel, about this. And he said, true. There's a secret why you have to be in Uman for Rosh Hashanah, which will be revealed only when Mashiach comes. Mm-hmm. That's what Levi Yitzchak said.
Nice. Who said that?
Levi Yitzchak Bendel.
The Rambam is right here, go for Shabbos. I go for Shabbos.
Yes, the Boaz saw that she had Ruach HaKodesh, and therefore he said your eyes should be in the field. Ma tomar? Shirak amar la she'ena yu basadeg yish laket achar shalom al-tim? Im ken atzach lomar alav likat achrem? Ma shalom alav lachta shem? Ma shi she'enea amar ken. Complicated, yeah. Yeah, so why? What did he tell her? He told her that their eyes should be in the field that they're plowing. He should have told her that they're harvesting. He should have told her, go in the field after those which are harvesting. He didn't tell her that. And you should pick after them. Why did he tell her, look at the field? Why look? Go, why look at the field? Why? Because that gave a bracha wherever she looked. It was more leket there. There was more sort of thing. And when he told her, go after them, don't go after the men. Go after your eyes. Go after them, after your eyes. Shamar la shkol ha'anashim. En lahem mushvelet achreinem. All the people, they don't have permission to go after their eyes. But you go after your eyes because they give you bracha. Rui mikam, shemish la'esh la'anayim tevot. You see from here that someone has good eyes. Hu zorche l'ruach ha'kodesh tishralav. He marries the ruach ha'kodesh will dwell on him. Wherever he looks, there is bracha. Good. Now we read some stories from Shul Shapira. Where's the Shmuel over here?